It certainly is custom, is it not, that the finance minister in delivering the budget speech will announce an increase in what we call excise taxes or sin taxes. The alcohol and tobacco industries not spared. 8% is the amount of money that will increase. And my understanding is that that will increase with immediate effect. Joined on the line now by the CEO of the South African Liquor Brand Owners Association, Kurt Moore. Kurt, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and thank you for having me.
You're not happy at all with this increase, are you?
That's an understatement, Africa. We're really, really disappointed with this increase. Back in 2014, we had extensive engagements with government. Government put in place a policy with a targeted tax rate incidence for wine, spirits, and beer. And even before this 8% adjustment, we were already above that targeted inflation. And this just pushes us way over. And in our view, places some jobs at risk. We are an industry that is under real pressure. We are on our knees in most cases. And this is just something that's going to have an impact on jobs going forward.
Perhaps explore a bit more what that impact is likely to be, Kurt. I know you can't give me definitive numbers that I can hold you to account, and I promise you I won't, but just some idea so that we know what scale the impact is going to have, or the scale of the impact, rather, that this will have on the sector.
Okay. Well, look, as you said, it's very difficult to predict the exact number. We've done an exercise done some economic modeling with some economists. We've lost about 36 billion rand in revenue over the last 12 months because we're shut down for 19 weeks. We still have our commitments to employees, to pay staff, and a whole range of other commitments. We did get some deferments on excise tax, but that was only because we weren't trading. So somewhere along the line, there has to be some drastic action to cut costs. If you consider the efficiency of the illicit trade that we face in South Africa, most of the sales or many of the sales could go into the illicit trade. So whether or not we'll pass these increases on to consumers who are really under pressure it's each individual company's decision to make, but we are operating in a competitive space. Not only are we competing with each other, we are competing with illicit traders who don't pay excise. So my guess is that some of the increases will be absorbed by the manufacturers. And with all these other commitments and a reduction in turnover, you'll have to look somewhere else to cut costs.
No, fair enough. Of course, not to defend the finance minister, the job of stemming the illicit trade of product is really primarily the job of law enforcement, right? And I'm hoping his colleagues in the cabinet will be doing everything that they can to ensure that that does not happen. In the past, Kurt, when after a budget speech, an announcement in the increase of what's called sin taxes has been made, what impact has that generally had on movement of volumes, of this case, of liquor that your sector is able to sell?
It does have an impact, and the minister is right. Because what tends to happen is that consumers either moderate their consumption, but generally they tend to go for cheaper products. And like I said, some will even go into the illicit market, which is even cheaper. So those are the tendencies that we normally associate with a huge price increase. I think a few years ago it was 20%, and you could see almost immediately the drop in the volumes is not as significant as the change in their patterns, and buying down is the term that the marketing guys like to use.
I imagine, though, there's very little that you or the industry can do, right? This now will become law. The 8% increase will be gazetted, or whatever the legal process is. And correct me if I'm wrong, that increase in the sin taxes becomes in place with immediate effect.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, at 2 p.m. yesterday, we had to make those adjustments at the manufacturer level. Yeah, excise is paid by manufacturers, so that's already been factored in.
All right. Kurt, thank you very much for your time. Kurt Moore is the chief executive of the South African Liquor Brand Owners Association. Absolutely unhappy with the punishing tax, as they call it, that 8% increase in excise taxes that has been added to not only the alcohol industry, but the tobacco industry as well.